solar-powered desalination. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Turning seawater into drinking water is an energy-intensive process and is therefore pretty expensive. Worldwide, one-third of people don't have reliable access to safe drinking water, and they are the least able to afford expensive ways to get it. By 2025, half of the world's population is expected to live in water-stressed areas. At a newly constructed facility in Kenya, a nonprofit company called Give Power has built a desalination system that runs on solar power. The system started operating in the coastal area of Kiunga in July of 2018 and can create nearly 20,000 gallons of fresh drinking water each day, enough for 25,000 people. Give Power started in 2013 as a nonprofit branch of Solar City, the solar panel company that ultimately merged with Tesla in 2016. However, Give Power spun off as a separate enterprise shortly before that. Give Power mostly focuses on building solar energy systems to provide electricity across the developing world. Desalination technology is not new, but it is notoriously energy intensive because it requires high-powered pumps. The Give Power system is integrated with a solar microgrid that makes use of Tesla batteries to store energy for when the sun is not shining. Local residents pay about a quarter of 1 cent for every quart of water from the system. The Kiunga community has faced ongoing drought, and before the Give Power system was installed, was forced to drink from saltwater wells, which present serious health risks. The Give Power system costs $500,000 to build and is expected to generate $100,000 a year, to be eventually used to fund similar facilities in other places. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.